בכבוד.
With your permission. The Mishnah tells us that five things happen on Tisha B'Av. The first thing says the Mishnah, what says in the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent spies to check Eretz Israel, and they came back on the night of Tisha B'Av. And when they came back, they gave the report that it's going to be very hard to capture Eretz Israel. And that night, Am Yisrael cried and they said they don't want to go to Eretz Israel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, so they're all going to die in the desert. So 600,000 people will die in the desert because they cried on the night when the spies came back, and it happened to be that that night was Tisha B'Av. Says the Mishnah, that is what happened on Tisha B'Av, the first thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his decision for that generation not to go to Eretz Yisrael. When you think about it, it's not a very big decree, a gezerah, because actually they said they don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, they were about to go back to Egypt. So if you don't want to fly to Israel, so you don't fly to Israel. But the disaster maybe it is, they're going to have to die very soon in the desert. But again, it's not something that we can say something bad happened. Didn't happen. It's going to happen. Some people survived. Some people lived after that another 38 years. Not they all died right away. It's not a pandemic. Still, it's not a comfortable thing. But compare to what the Mishnah is going to say later, it's not good. It's not nice, if we say. But again, they didn't behave, so. The second thing says the Mishnah, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Says the Gemara, why? Why first Beit HaMikdash destroyed to Tisha B'Av? Says the Gemara, since when the spies came back, we cried, we don't want to go to Eretz Israel. So Hashem said, oh, you cried for nothing. I'm going to make sure that that day is going to be a day of mourning, that you're going to cry for something. So Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that day, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the future market already decided the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed on the 9th of Tisha B'Av. Why? Because we cried for nothing. Cry for nothing. What does it mean, cry for nothing? Well, this is what the punishment is. Somebody cries for nothing, Hashem wants to make this day a crying day forever for a reason. The Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed that day. This is what is behind it. Says the Mishnah, this was the second one. The third one says the Mishnah, second Beit HaMikdash also was destroyed into Tisha B'Av. Same thing. Also because of that Gezerah. The fourth thing says the Gemara is the city of Betar was destroyed. It's been 52 years after Jerusalem was destroyed. It was Bar Kokhba that Rabbi Akiva thought he's Mashiach, that he carried his towel after him when he went to the mikveh. He said, Bar Kokhba is Mashiach. And he dwelled in Betar, millions of Jews. The Jews multiply a lot after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. And the city of Betar was destroyed to Tisha B'Av as well. So the Mishnah said, that's tragedy number four. Tragedy number five, says the Mishnah, that after the Goyim, Machshimam, destroyed Hamikdash, they brought a plow. They brought a plow and they plowed Yerushalayim. When they googled Yerushalayim, they couldn't see nothing. It was like a field. It happened to be, it says the Gemara, it was a Tapi, his name was Uriah. He said in his prophecy, Sion Sadeh Techarish. I says, somebody's going to come, it's going to plow Yerushalayim. I says, what's so good about it? Maybe the it's better than all these rebels. Stay. I says, listen, the whole Yerushalayim, they broke everything this. So, at least they clean it. So now, it's ready for building again. So the Gemara says, no, on Tisha B'Av, that's what happened. They plowed Yerushalayim. After the first Beit HaMikdash, and after the second Beit HaMikdash, the same thing. But the Gezerah, so-called, the Mishnah says the Gezerah. The question is, what does it make? There's no Beit HaMikdash anyway. And all the stones, all the rocks, and everything else is burned on the floor. So, what's better? The Maharaj says, you know, you go to the Kotel today, you see all these bushes they're coming out of the Kotel. You want to clean it up. You want to polish the Kotel. You want to paint it, you may make it nice. But I can't do it. The Gemara says, that's halacha. The Gemara says, not over there. In Europe, the Gemara says. Or you go to Turkey, you go to all these places, they had the Knesset over there. And now it's deserted. Says the Gemara, so if somebody wants to come and wants to take care of the Knesset, he says, nobody's there, they don't have a minyan over there, there are no Jews over there. And he says, look at it, how it looks like. It looks like disaster. Disaster. The Gemara says, leave it disaster. Leave it disaster. It's a mitzvah. It's a sin. You can't go to the Kotel and start picking up those bushes that grow out of the Kotel and say, it's not nice. What is this? What is this business? The Gemara says, it's good. You should know it's deserted. And it applies to everybody's Knesset. Somebody showed me a picture, somebody was in Romania. He showed me a picture, a Beit Knesset before the Holocaust. You still have the books over there half open on the tables. You look through the window, and it says like the Jews left that place. He says, that's where it's supposed to be, says the Gemara. You're supposed to feel in your heart the disaster. So what's wrong if the plow Yerushalayim? Good! Excellent! We are not doing it. But if they did it, so what? We have to see all those rocks and all those burned wood. What's the big deal? He says, Happy to Shabbat sounds like that thing is equal. So the Mishnah says, five things happened. What happened? Beit HaMikdash was burned. Second Beit HaMikdash was burned. Millions of people got killed in Beta. And then the Mishnah says, okay, it's also Yerushalayim was plowed. How can you compare these things? This is nothing. You compare the millions of Jews got killed, but I mean, this was burned, and you said also something else happened. You can't even say that, it's nothing. So come Chachamim and tell us that Tisha B'Av, the restriction of Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. The things we're not supposed to do in Tisha B'Av, Chachamim, extend it like Yom Kippur. Eat, not drink, shower, this, that, stay pure. It's very similar. And also the halachot about some people, they don't feel so well, this. So Tisha B'Av is very strict. As well, it starts from the night time. Even though we don't know exactly the fire started, it's exactly what time at night, but Tzvi Chachamim says something like Yom Kippur. Again, the Gemara says in a way that Yom Kippur should have been at that day. If Am Yisrael would not have done the golden calf, that Tisha B'Av would have been forever as Yom Kippur. But still, you don't know what is really behind it. And then, exactly there are 3 weeks between Shabbat and Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, exactly 3 weeks. And the restriction, Shulchan Aruch, this is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, that some people do not eat meat already from Shabbat and Tammuz. Not from Rosh Chodesh, from Shabbat and Tammuz. And some other restriction people took upon themselves. Ashkenazim have more, but in Mechaber Shulchan Aruch is Sfaradi, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he writes restriction from Shiva Sabbat Tammuz already. It's crucial already. But the question is, it's two different things. Shiva Sabbat Tammuz is one thing, and Tisha B'Av is another thing. Sounds like the 3 weeks of mourning that you have to have restriction. For example, Yevasara B'Tevet, the 10th of Tevet. It's also Ta'anit. But there's no restriction from Asara B'Tevet all the way up to Tisha B'Av. Even though Asara B'Tevet and Tevet was so-called the beginning of the destruction, the Nebuchadnezzar made a siege in Yerushalayim. So this is a day something happened, okay? Something happened. So, we did Ta'anit on Asara B'Tevet and Tevet, we did Ta'anit. Okay, after Ta'anit is over, finished. Now we did Shiva Asara B'Tammuz 2.5 weeks ago. Okay, so it's finished. No, it's not finished. No, it's not, why is that finished now? What? How come you have to say this and from that day and to that day? Very dangerous day. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said if you go to a special school, the teacher punishes the children. He says, don't do it. Don't go. Don't touch your child. Even if you for discipline, don't slap your child. Don't Shulchan Aruch. Don't do nothing. Watch everything. If you slap your child, he might fall on the floor dead. In the history, a lot of tragedies from Shiva Asara B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. A lot of tragedies. Even though really the Satan says that he has the power from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. It says Shulchan Aruch, in the time of Gemara, it says people should not go outside by themselves on those nights. Shulchan Aruch. It says from Shiva Asara B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, be careful. Watch out, there's a lot of tragedies happened years ago, still happening this year. A lot of tragedies. This must be a connection. So if you go back to the Mishnah said, you know, that five things did happen on Shiva Asara B'Tammuz as well. The same Mishnah that says five things did happen on Tisha B'Av, says Mishnah, five things happened on Shiva Asara B'Tammuz. Must be there some relationship and connection between those five things and those five things. And therefore, Chachamim said that those days are connected. And must be a connection to what happened then. So for example, now, Chachamim said we'll take it apart, so we'll see what is really the reason and the goal of Tisha B'Av, what you got to do. Let me say the first thing happened on Tisha B'Av, on Shiva Asara B'Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot. The Luchot got broke. So you read the text in the Torah. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wanted to kill all of Israel. Echal Moshe Pnei Hashem Elokav, Moshe prayed to Hashem. And then Hashem doesn't say that Hashem forgave us. It only says the opposite. It says, Hashem told Moshe, okay, I heard you. That's really the language. Lech nechere ta'am. Go with them. Uviyom pogdi ufakaditi. Hashem said, but listen, there is no forgiveness for the golden calf. And slowly, in the future, I'm going to take so-called a punishment for the golden calf. So comes the Gemara and says, you should know every difficulty that a person has in his lifetime, some percentage of the difficulty is because of golden calf. Doesn't matter what it is. A flat tire. And what happened? Golden calf. Lost your wallet? Golden calf. Something broke in the house? Golden calf. I tore my suit? Golden calf. The cleaner lost my shirt. Golden calf. Anything that you have in your lifetime, a problem, part of it is golden calf. This is what does it say in the Torah? In the text. Hashem said it. So actually what happened was that we did the golden calf and we said this is the one, the God that took us out of Egypt, and Hashem never forgave. Actually it says this was in Shiva Asara B'Tammuz. A year later, the Meraglim came on Tisha B'Av. And Am Yisrael said, We don't want to go to Israel. I said, Why didn't you want to go to Israel? So the text, the Torah says, the spies came back and convinced Am Yisrael and said, the people in Israel are much stronger than Hashem. Ki chazak hu mimenu. He says, excuse me, what did you say? He said, it's an entity stronger than Hashem. It means this is lack of emunah, right? Says the Gemara, says the Torah, look, that's what Hashem said, listen, you're not going to go to Eretz Israel. It's not because you don't want to go to Israel. because you go back to Shivasa Betamuz, you go back to the golden calf. What do you call the golden calf? What did he say? He said, this is my God. He said, what did he say? He said, it's not Hashem. He says, the golden calf is your Hashem. So you know what you say now? Now you say the same thing. He says, there's no such thing as Hashem. There's an entity over there in Israel. The giants, they're stronger than Hashem. So it means it's no Hashem, right? It's like you change Hashem into the golden calf. He said, it's another entity. Now you're saying the same thing on the Shabbat. That's what the Mishnah says. The five things happen on Shivasa Betamuz. Shivasa Betamuz is the first thing what happened in the Torah. Golden calf. So it's the Mishnah. Same thing happened to Shabbat. It means the continuation of Shivasa Betamuz. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called Erech HaPaim. Hashem waits. And Hashem wants to see if we regret it and if we fix it. He didn't. That's the Mishnah said. The tragedy on Tisha B'Av is the continuation of Shavasa B'Tamuz. That's the tragedy. The tragedy is he never fixed it. It means lack of Emunah. Says that's what happened. It's all the things that the Gemara means. The Gemara says all the things that happen to a person, all the difficulties in his lifetime, golden calf, let me golden calf, it means lack of Emunah. Our Emunah is not strong. Yeah, we believe in Hashem up to a certain point. Certain point, we don't believe in Hashem. We say, this, I'm on my own, I'm going to do this, I don't think this. So, exactly. You don't give the respect to Hashem, he's the Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says you don't sit in front of him the way you should sit. You don't talk to him. It's endless things that shows that we don't have Emunah. Emunah is not, I believe in Hashem, it means nothing. You have to believe it's Melech Malchei Melechim, you believe that Hashem is God Almighty, is so-called, is the owner of the universe, the creator, the biggest, says the Rambam, is supposed to shake when you pray. How can you say, Baruch Atah Hashem is supposed to shake? I says, let's look at like a Emunah. Emunah means that you don't know what it is Hashem. You don't believe in his power. Says, that's what the Maraglim, the spy said. The spy said, his power is not powerless. He says, what is power? He says, there's a strong entity over there. That's the Mishnah said. The five things happen in Shivasa Betamuz. It's exactly what is going to happen, the end result on Tisha B'Av. And this is why we mourn from Shivasa Betamuz to Tisha B'Av. It's not. One day this, one day that. It's called Hashem Ezer HaPayim. Hashem waited. So the first year Hashem waited a year and a month, a year and 3 weeks. It says the golden calf was done on Shivasa Betamuz, a year and 3 weeks. The spies came back. And that's what Hashem said. Hashem said, What happened? How come you don't regret? How come you don't do it? You don't do it. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what Hashem said. Or you cried for nothing. What do you mean cry? What do you mean for nothing? Cried for nothing means that you cried, why? Because there's an entity over there stronger than Hashem? I said, this time, I'm going to tell you something. Continue the Mishnah. It says, you know what happened in Shivasa Betamuz? Menashe went and has put a statue in the holiest of the holiest. What does it mean? The Gemara says, first Menashe, son of Chizkiyahu, went to Kodesh HaKodeshim, went inside, and put a statue on one face, inside Kodesh HaKodeshim. Then, he realized something. He must have had a very big neshama. He sees something is moving. So the Gemara said, he realized that Hashem is moving away from the face of the statue that he brought in. He went outside, and he ordered from China a full-face statue. And he brought it to Kodesh HaKodeshim, put it inside. And then Hashem said, "Uh-huh. You don't want me at all. I thought you just brought a statue. And so I'm staying in the corner and the statue is here. But then you went and you brought a statue with four faces. It means you want to chase me out." Hashem left. Hashem never came back. Therefore, Menashe's grandson, his name was Yoshiyahu, the king, the description on him was one of the holiest we ever had. He went to the same place, Kodesh HaKodeshim, and he took the Torah from there, and the jar with the man, and the stick of Aaron, and the oil that he used to smear on the Kohen HaGadol, on the dishes, and he went all the way down, down, down. There are caves. that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built Beit HaMikdash, he already knew it was going to be destroyed. Because if you say Tehillim, you see. You say Tefer Tehillim, you say Al Narot Babel. I said, Al Narot Babel? Shem Yashavnu Gam Bachinu? He went to Iraq, he crying. Ech Nashir Ashir Hashem? He said, is it Tehillim? Who wrote this? David HaMelech? David HaMelech, before Beit HaMikdash was built already, he's more like Asaf. Elokim Ba'u Gim Nachatecha, we say Tikkun Chatzot, all those chapters, people had Tehillim at home, and they say Tehillim at home, and we say Tehillim, it's a past tense. So we don't get excited. It's a happen. In time of David HaMelech, people already had Tehillim at home. Can we Tehillim? It says in Tehillim. Eretz Yisrael is going to be destroyed. Millions of people are going to get killed. David HaMelech! The children of Korach already said that prophecy when they came up. Everybody had it at home. And they said Tehillim. And in Tehillim it says, it's going to come Babel. It's going to come Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shemoy. First Adam Hussein will come. We'll destroy everything. We'll kill everything. But what happened? Yoshiyahu HaMelech, Yoshiyahu HaMelech, David's grandson, he had it separate Tehillim in front of him. Shlomo had the Tehillim already in front of him. So when Shlomo built with HaMikdash, Shlomo built downstairs, all the way down, caves. He says, that's a place they can, every king knew it. They transferred it from a father to a son. Remember, one day, the Midrash was destroyed. This is the place to hide the holy dishes. Him Yoshiyahu, Menashe's grandson, went to Beit HaMikdash, took from the Kodesh Kodeshim, from the holiest of the holiest, he took the Echal, the Ark with the Torah inside, down to the basement. Soon they're going to destroy Beit HaMikdash. He says, why? Because Hashem is not here. He says, he put a statue. Nobody invited back HaKadosh Baruch. That's the problem. Nobody said, okay, Hashem, can you come back? Eventually, they took the statue, they threw it out of the statue. Okay, so the statue, but Hashem left before. Hashem never came back. So the Menashe's grandson took all these things, put it down in the basement, and that was the end of it. Finish. Says the Mishnah, look, Tisha B'Av, Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. It's the continuation of Shiva Asar Beit Hamuz. On Shiva Asar Beit Hamuz, Menashe put a statue. He chased Hashem. So we know what Beit HaMikdash is. The Midrash was the house of Hashem. So eventually, the Midrash is going to be destroyed in Tisha B'Av. 3 weeks later, after Shiva Tammuz, Hashem Yechamayim waited to see. Anybody wants me in Beit HaMikdash? Nobody wants you. And the Navi will tell you, people didn't come over to Beit HaMikdash, they brought the wrong sacrifices, they made jokes in Beit HaMikdash, they didn't fix Beit HaMikdash, they ignored Beit HaMikdash. It means not the house of Hashem. Says the Mishnah, that's exactly what happened. Beit HaMikdash is so-called, is the result and the continuation of that statue that was put inside. Continues the Mishnah. So, you know, other things happen on Shiva Asar Beit Hamuz. She said, I'll tell you what happened on Shiva Asar Beit Hamuz. And if Ritzah HaChoma, the wall of Yerushalayim broke on Shiva Asar Beit Hamuz, Zekem Beit HaMikdash. You think about it, you say, what's the big deal? What's the big deal, sir? So they broke the wall, so it's not happened, nothing happened. Maybe some people got killed, but you know Beit HaMikdash is still here. 3 weeks later, Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So what is the connection? She says the Mishnah says, you know, it's the wall, of course, we think is for protection. Says the Mishnah, no. You should know there are 10 levels of holiness. Eretz Yisrael Kedosha Mikol HaRatzot. Eretz Yisrael has a special level of holiness, Kedusha. Then the Mishnah said, every city in Eretz Yisrael that has a wall, the wall keeps the holiness inside. It's a secret what it means, but that's what it is. That's the secret of Purim, that we read the Megillah on a different day, if the city had a wall in time of Yeshua Ben Nun. When you read about a wall, that says the wall means closing up the city from bad entities to come in. That's bad entities that fly. They're afraid to come to a city that has a wall. The wall is a guard, but not a guard from enemy only, a guard from bad entities, from bad angels. And the city has all this. That's the second, so-called the second level of holiness. Any city has a wall. Then the Mishnah continues, it says, then Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a wall, it's a special thing. So what's a special thing? The Bible says, first of all, you should have to know, in Yerushalayim, somebody died. They didn't postpone the funeral to the morning. In the middle of the night, he died, avot. I said, what's the problem? I said, what's the problem? What's the problem? The man just died now in the hospital, in his house. In the morning, we do the funeral in his hand. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to live inside Yerushalayim, a dead man. You can't. Because his holiness is so big that the man is tameh, the person dies, is tameh, and says, out of the city, out of the city. Says, Chachamim, you know what happened? Shibasa betamuz. The world broke. So what? Because the world broke. So what? What happened? I says, you know what? Now Yerushalayim is like anybody, any other city. Went back to law and to law number one. Eretz Israel. Now Yerushalayim and Israel is the same. Yerushalayim, the Gemara says that it pashit at Damascus. Says the holiness of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Hashem. Eretz Israel is not called the city of Hashem. This is like a private thing. It's called the palace. The palace. I says, that's a real palace. This is what happened. No palace. Finished. No palace. When it happened? On Shivasa Betamuz. On Shivasa Betamuz, Yerushalayim and Eretz Israel became one unit. It means the holiness of Yerushalayim sank. No wall. It's not because they broke the wall. That means nothing about the wall. So what is the broke the wall? No. We're talking about the spiritual power of Yerushalayim. No more spiritual power. Rami said, look what happened. The third thing that happened on Tisha B'Av, the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. I said, what do you mean? I said, the second Beit HaMikdash, the world broke on Shivasa B'Tammuz. And 3 weeks later, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. What does it mean? It's not destroyed. It means there is no holiness. And it says, after the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, you go up level, up level, up level, it's the Beit HaMikdash. We're not talking about the inside. We're talking about the whole building has holiness. No holiness. Finished. It's exactly the same thing that started on Shavuot Tammuz. It says, we're taking the holiness away. So first they took the wall, and then on Tisha B'Av, they took the building. It's not the building that's there. It's the holiness is not there. And now we just don't mourn. Mishnah doesn't say we mourn about millions of people that got killed. Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And what was Beit HaMikdash all about? Of course, it means Hashem's spirit. It means very holy, holy. The holiness vaporized. It says some wise, like the holiness of Yerushalayim, vaporized because the world was destroyed. It means exactly the same result that happened on Shavuot Tammuz, the same tragedy. Continues the Mishnah. So you know what else happened? On Shavuot Tammuz. Says the Mishnah. Butala Tamid. And Butala Tamid, what do you mean? I tell you what. Shivasa Betamuz was, they made a siege on Yerushalayim. And second Betamidash, they made a siege. First Betamidash, the siege was on Asara Betevet. Second Betamidash, the siege was on Shivasa Betamuz, before they broke the wall. Before Shavuot Tammuz, so they used to let the Jews have two sheep to sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash. Because Jewish informers told the Romans, let them go. They used to send like a little elevator from the wall, full of gold and precious stones. And in Machshemam, the Romans used to take everything and put in the small elevator two sheep to sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash while was a siege. On Shivasa Beit HaMikdash, no more. So you think about what's the big deal about it? Chachamim tells us, you should know the Gemara says in Yerushalayim especially, that all Eretz Israel, Hashem said, bring me one sheep in the morning, one sheep in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, what's the purpose? Says the Gemara, the sheep in the morning was a kapara for all the sins the people did at night. But that's not about major sin. Not sin, you know, somebody forgot to say Shema Israel, somebody forgot to do Arvit, somebody said Lashon Hara, somebody, you know, small things, you know. Somebody ate 100% kosher thing. So the sheep in the morning, says the Gemara, was a kapara for the sins they did at night. The sheep in the afternoon, says the Gemara, was the kapara what people did during the day. So people were covered. When you came to Yom Kippur, you came to Hashem on Yom Kippur, The basket was not full. So you come to Yom Kippur, Chachamim say, be careful. If the basket is full, it's very hard for Hashem to forgive you. This is the custom. It says Klichot before Yom Kippur, and we do Tahanit before Yom Kippur. It's because the Tahanit lowers so-called the sins in the basket. Because the Chachamim say the basket is full, it's too late now. Person dies. So you can pray in Yom Kippur means nothing. It's too much. Too much weight in the basket. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His mercy, with His wisdom, said, bring me a sheep in the morning, a sheep in the afternoon, to cancel, to clear, to have a kapara, the people used to have to do tshuva. Without the tshuva, doesn't go. And the person regrets before he goes to sleep, he says, Shema Yisrael, he confesses. He says, Shema Yisrael, with the vidui, and he says, vidui in the morning, and he says, vidui in mincha, and together with the sheep, clears. Comes Yom Kippur, his basket is half full or less than half full. So it was a present from Hashem, a privilege. And that's the Mishnah said, Shiva Sabbatamuz. What happened? He says, they didn't have any more sheep in Beit HaMikdash. So what big deal? They don't have, so what? No, they don't understand. You don't have, soon you're going to see what's going to happen. He says, because the baskets are full with sins. He says, the sins, the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. So the tragedy started, there's no sheep. No sheep, no kapara. No kapara, the basket is full. Basket is full, Chas V'Shalom is going to happen. Says the Mishnah, say that happened in Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Says the Mishnah, tell you what happened. On Tisha B'Av, they plow Yerushalayim. The plow Yerushalayim, so what they make the plow Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The Gemara, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, it says Hashem took some soil and mixed it with water and made a shape of Adam HaRishon. This is most of the soil, most of it, not all, Hashem took from a place, Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, in one version, when Hashem started the creation, so the world was a very small ball. And then as Hashem said, should be earth, and the ball expanded to become earth. Until Hashem used His name, and the ball finished. He says, that's the way we have today, universe. Universe is a ball. It's a ball that Hashem made. He says, that ball started from a point. That point really is Yerushalayim. So, from that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a little bit of soil. Says the Gemara, so which part of Yerushalayim? Har Nof? Where? Where is Yerushalayim? Where? Rechavia? Where? Says the Gemara, Adam imkom kaparato nivra. Adam, Hashem took the soil from the place of the kapara. What do you mean kapara? Says the Gemara, the altar. The altar in Beit HaMikdash that was exactly in the same place put where Hashem took originally the soil from there. Says the Gemara, says the Rambam, you know, Adam HaRishon sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. It says, why did he put the altar? So Adam HaRishon had Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah. He went to Yerushalayim, he put the altar there, exactly the same spot. Says the Gemara, then kind of heaven, the Torah says, the sacrifice to Hashem, same spot. And after the Mabul, Noach, at Ruach HaKodesh was Navi, he went to Yerushalayim, he put the altar in the same spot. Then, was destroyed, we don't know why, Abraham Avinu, Akedat Yitzchak, on the same spot. Asher Yamei Bahar Hashem Yirae. That's the one when you say that. That's the place. I knew that's the place. Says the Navi, God destroyed. David HaMelech didn't know what to do. God and Navi, God and Jose told him, over there, you know, go by that place over there. From Arvana, Yevusi, go by that place, and I'll show you exactly where should be the altar. You can't move the altar. Move the altar, there's no kapara. Because the kapara, the forgiveness, has to be in the same spot we were created. That's the secret of the sacrifices. If you have to sprinkle the blood, what is it all about? He says, this is the place that I was created from. Every person has some part of his body, from his father, from his grandfather, all the way up to where Adam HaRishon. He says, where are you from? I says, I am from Yerushalayim. No, I think you're from Iran. No. I'm in Yerushalayim. So where is Yerushalayim? Who lives in Yerushalayim? No. Hashem took soil from Yerushalayim and from the old city, from the place where Tamikdash used to be, from the place of the altar that was in the yard of Tamikdash, and I was created from there. So I'm from there. He says, where are you from? I'm from Yerushalayim. From where in Yerushalayim? From the old city. From where? You were born? No, no, no. My body. See my body? My body. My body was created. I'm from my father from his father, all the way up to Adam Rishon, from Yerushalayim, from that. That's how holy Yerushalayim is, and that's why the Kapara, Hashem said, bring over the sacrifices and put your hand and confess. I said, what is it all about? I want to go to Mecca. He said, not understand. You should do it in the same place that you were created. Adam Yemkom Kapara. Now, Kam Chachamim said, you know what happened to Tisha B'Av? They plowed Yerushalayim. Now you won't be able to find the place, even if you want. The Gemara says, second Batamid, Hashem Israel came, and you couldn't find the place. Everything is plowed. They had to have a Navi, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, says the Gemara. They had to show exactly, Beruach Kodesh Ben Nevi'u, exactly the spot, because the Mizbeach, the altar, cannot move 1 inch to the side. It has to be in the same exact spot that Hashem took the soil out. So the Mishnah, see, continuation. When I know what happened, I say he had no sheep on Shiva Sabbat Hamuz. It means you are no kapara. But you know, he's still at the altar. If you do the Shiva Sheleva, so the goyim will go home. So you will be able to continue. Now it's too late. You can't even find it anymore. Finished. Plowed. That's the tragedy. Plowed. I mean, you don't know where the altar is. It's exactly the same thing. Likewise. Happened on Shiva Sabbat Hamuz, had no sheep. It means no sheep means no kapara. I said, now you're not going to get kapara forever. That's the problem. You come to Yom Kippur, basket is full. What happened? What happened? It says, no sheep. No sheep. Even if you have sheep, it doesn't help you anymore. Here you have, don't see, you have sheep. So where are you going to sacrifice it? Doesn't matter. There's a mask over there. Says, even if there's no mask, if Moshe Dayan would clear the mask, that says nothing. Shesh Tamim, you cleared. So listen, you can. You need the altar on the same spot. You need the Eliyahu Navi to tell you what it is. If he doesn't come, it's worthless. It's worthless. I mean, it's not zero, but it's not what Hashem wants. And so all the sacrifices will not do the job. Cannot do the job. Of course, the Gemara says, it's from a Kadesh. See, it's not this. Says the Mishnah, the fifth thing happened on Shiva Zavramus, Saraf Apostomus Tatorah. Was a guy, a Roman emperor, a Caesar, took the Torah, burned them on the street. He says, okay, it's a big deal, so burn them on the street, so what? And he said, no, listen. In the Holocaust, the German Marshalam, they came, they rolled the Torah on the streets. They cut the Torah, they made them shoes from them. Made the other things from them. From the Torah, you go to Yad Vashem Museum, you see. What's behind it? What's behind it? Why did they do it? Why the rolls on the floor? Why they made shoes from them? Why they did other the books from them? What's behind? It means people in Europe did not keep the Torah. Assimilation, other bad things. I said, well, just Germany, the whole thing, the whole reform movement, the whole tragedy we have today with the reform and the conservative, started in Germany. You don't want to keep Torah. But they burned the Torah. There's no problem. Apostolos have the Torah, but Shiva Sabbat Hamus is the Mishnah. You know what happened? Shiva Sabbat Hamus, somebody burned the Torah. I said, but you know what it means? It's somebody that burned the Torah. It means nothing. It means you know why you burn the Torah. Because you don't keep the Torah. Torah numerical value 611 says the Gemara plus the first two commandments that we had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu 613. Gemara, that happened on Shiva Sabbat Hamus. That guy burned the Torah. It was a warning for us. You better keep the Torah. Because you burn the Torah because you don't need the Torah, because you don't keep it. Who needs the Torah if you don't keep it? Tisha B'Av, says the Mishnah, you know what happened in Tisha B'Av? City of Betar was destroyed. The numerical value of the word Betar is 612, with the word is 613. Says the Gemara, Bar Kokhva, says the Rambam, Nerak Ba'avonot, people did not keep the Torah. Betar, yeah, millions of people, he didn't keep the Torah. Rabbi Akiva said, Bar Kokhva, you Mashiach. Says the Rambam, yeah, it's supposed to be Mashiach, it's true, 100%. But people did not keep the Torah. So 52 years after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, one version, the Gemara said, you know what happened on Tisha B'Av? That's what happened on Tisha B'Av. What happened? City of Betar, what's big deal, city of Betar? No. Betar is numerical value, is Torah. It says, means you didn't keep the Torah on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. That guy of Postomus burned the Torah. He didn't learn the lesson. So Mashiach Bar Kokhva, Mashiach cannot come in unless you keep the Torah. So you see that the Mishnah said five things happened on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz started so-called the process of a warning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we didn't follow up and we didn't take it into consideration happened to Tisha B'Av. That's how Chachamim said that this, the restriction of Tisha B'Av and the Ta'anit and we should do Tisha B'Av Shelema on all the things that happen in Shiva Saman Tisha B'Av, and we shall come back in Amen.